Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I just got a text from my sister. You remember Rick, her neighbor?
Sure. He's a 76-year-old guy who still runs marathons, right?
Sadly, not anymore.
What? You mean...
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Wow. So sudden. We're not about to have the we need life insurance conversation again, are we?
No, we're having the we're getting coverage so we don't have to worry about it conversation.
So you're calling about the $9.95 a month plan from Colonial Penn?
I am. We put it off long enough. We are getting that $9.95 plan today.
Is it time for you to call about the $9.95 plan? I'm Jonathan from Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company. Sometimes we just need a reminder not to take today for granted. It could be the death of someone you know, or a health scare. That's why today could be a great day to call for free information about Colonial Penn's 995 plan. If you're age 50 to 85, you can get guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance starting at just $9.95 a month. There are no health questions, so you can't be turned down for any health reason. This is permanent coverage. Just pay your premiums for lifelong security. The 995 plan is Colonial Penn's number one most popular whole life plan. Options start at just $9.95 a month. That's less than 35 cents a day. Your rate can never go up. It's locked in for life. Don't put it off. Take the first easy step. Call today for free information. And you'll also get this free beneficiary planner. So call now.
Call 1-800-776-5050 for your free information and two free gifts, all with no obligation. That's 1-800-776-5050. 1-800-776-5050. That's 1-800-776-5050. Call now.
Hello, Colonial Penn?
Stretch World.
Debbie?
Turn that down.
Mike Bob.
With James, but he couldn't keep her. James was a lame. Got with Mike Loud, then I put her on game. Now she only rock Gucci, Chanel, and Balmain. If you ain't a dope boy, then stay in your lane. She won't be impressed with your fake little chain. Everything she got is all in her name. Relationship goals, we be fly as a plane. I see why they hate us, cause we both the same. Yep. Only thing I chase besides money and the fame. Oh. Every time she leave, the only thing that's on my brain. My homies say I'm tripping, I'ma give her my last name.
She hard as fuck, but she got issues.
She got issues.
She drove around with three pistols.
That bitch crazy.
Smoke way more backwards than I do.
What you smoking on?
Grow up gangsters like she pregnant.
Gang, gang.
Should've seen what she had in that Birkin.
Don't tell nobody.
She a real one, that's for certain.
That's for sure.
She'll kill me if she catch me first.
Show. This is your host, Mike Loud. This is the Loud Show. Brought to you by the Looking Glass Entertainment. We are in the building. I got my host tonight, Study, in the building with me. We're about to turn up, get lit, talk about some subjects that's going on in hip-hop, listen to some tracks, and get the show on the road. How everybody doing tonight?
What's going on, Sonny?
Oh, you with me? What's going on? How you feel, man? Good to hear your voice.
Okay, hopefully he's unmuting himself. Sud, you there?
Am I on mute? Yeah, you can't
hear me. There you go. There you go. We can hear you now. All right, Mike, let's get it.
Hello?
Okay, should I get Sonny back on? Matter of fact, Sonny might have hung up there for a second, but we'll get him back on. Matter of fact, 516-453-9133.
Oh, yeah, Sonny, you can't.
Yeah, Sonny probably. Sonny probably, you know, his line disconnected, but 516-453-9133. You know what I mean? Press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by them boys. When Sonny comes back on, I got you. Go ahead and talk with you. No talk to talk, Mike. Let's get it.
All right, yeah, man. So today I wanted to talk about the Meek Mill situation. I want to keep it in Philly. You know, I'm driving in rush hour traffic this morning, and, you know, I see a Scepter bus, you know, and they got the Meek Mill album cover on it. And kind of flipped my stomach, man. I'm not even going to hold you, like, you know, little kids got to see that bus. They got to get on that bus going to school. You feel me? And what is that saying to our little kids? We need to change something in hip-hop. Something got to change, man. Something got to change. It ain't got to be that much out there. You feel me? So, study.
Yeah, indeed.
Back.
Come on, study. You there?
Yo. Go with y'all.
There he is. All right.
What's going on, study? Yeah, man,
good.
So I was just touching on Study. Study, welcome to the show, man. How you feeling?
I'm good. How y'all feeling?
Good to have you, man. Study, let me bring y'all up to date, everybody up to date on Study, man. Study's a hot artist in Philly. You know, he got a brand out. It's called The Last Man Standing. Give me your Instagram, Study.
At study.music. That's SUDDY.music, study.music.
Yes, sir. Study.music. His brand is real hot. It's called The Last Man Standing. Y'all got to check it out. No, all right, so Study, speaking of brands, you feel me? Speaking of brands, you feel me? I was talking about I was in rush hour traffic, and, you know, I seen a Scepter bus, and it had the Meek Mill album cover on it. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
on the
yeah.
whole bus. The whole entire bus is his album cover. And have you seen the album cover?
Yeah, I've seen that, John.
Little kids getting on this bus, man.
The Scepter bus?
Yes, they all over the city.
Oh, no.
They are all
yeah.
over the city, bro. And
why
it's
would
like,
you do that, though?
I don't know. This is what we're
we
trying to
that
figure
wasn't
out.
The move. That wasn't the move.
It can't be. And I'm thinking, and I be thinking deeper than, you know, Meek Mill, because he's just a, you know, he got a whole team behind him. That
right.
Tells him where he's going, where he's going, what's popping today. We advertising you on this billboard. We put an album cover on the Scepter bus. And what did that just fly by his head?
Like, that's tripping. Like, I know he got that phone call. Like, come on, that was the decision you made, my man. That's on the you know what?
Yeah, that's totally out of pocket. I don't know if that was part of his deal to get out of jail or what, but he's selling his soul out right now. I feel like, man,
and somebody need to reach out to me. I don't know if I got the, you know, the manpower to do that. I don't know nobody that know him, but somebody got to reach out to him, tell him he out of pocket, man. Take them Jones off the bus. You know, all money ain't good money. Feel me?
How you feel about it, though, Shady? Yeah, I agree. That's crazy. Then you're going to be like, no, that ain't that, like, at all.
Yeah, that's not it. Come on, we can't be. All right, for an album cover, all right, you're reaching a certain amount of people. You know, you're reaching your fans, you know. But
that's even more crazy. Like,
can you imagine waiting at a bus stop, bro? And that bus and you got your daughter or something with you, like, I feel like you're out of pocket, man. Scepter, how could, you know, then we got to look at Scepter, too. Y'all that thirsty for money?
Like, how much he paid? That's free. It ain't
right.
All over the city.
You got to get. I mean, what you expect, man? The new Superman, you know.
And not to be on no nut shit, then it's like, now it feels like it's on some ignorant shit. Like, I liked it to come, right? I ain't gonna lie, for grown up, like, for grown people.
Right, but you got this bus pulling up the high schools. You got this bus driving past. And you got this bus pulling up the elementary school. Yeah, man. People just, you know, people take public transportation everywhere, and these joints is en route. These not the midnight buses, bro. So, I don't know where hip hop going, man, or where this world is going. But Who put their foot down? Ain't nobody in this situation put their foot down and say, you know what, hold on. This is kind of, you know, cartoon porn. You know what I mean?
I think that's why they got away with it.
Right, right. It's a big check. A couple people got a big check and they cool with it. But I feel like Philly stood up when he was going to court, and letting him know that they supported him. They gotta let him know he out of pocket, man. You gotta let him know he out of pocket.
He busting it open on the side of the bus, like.
Because
it's cartoons, like, drawing, like, they let it ride. It was that
But that's what makes it worse. That is a cartoon.
It's kids. Could have drew that.
Because of the kids. So is this what y'all reaching for? Our kids? I think, I think this is a crazy subject, man. The more I think about it, the more I be like, what's going on? With the mayor letting this go on, like, nobody's saying nothing, man. So I figured I had to say something, man. I had to say something. Okay, we got a track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, Brother O, coming up next. We about to check that out.
She
right
gon' meet me at the dance, cause she need a nigga that's lit every day. Aye. Don't even play in the face if you ain't a nigga that pay how you play. Aye. She bad and bougie from the Bay, yeah. But I met her in the A. Aye. And I ain't gotta sing like Trey. That pussy get wet from me.
They with that drill shit. That drill shit. Well, here go, little bitch. I better burn me another bag up. It's 300 now for the zip. I'm about that loud pack. That's that loud. Only rap a weed in my back. I'm about to find me another bad bitch to do everything that I ask. That's right, ooh, when I say something. Shorty make it clap like a Draco. I'ma pop that pussy like a Draco. Pop it. I get up in the shit and wanna stay low. She better got a bite like J-Lo. Damn, I told her don't stop it. By the end of the night, she gon' have her hands all in my pockets. We about to go and hit the mall. I'm about to take her ass shopping. Baby gave me neck like an ostrich. I had her panties wet in my cockpit. She fuckin' with me when I go OT. She ain't never met a nigga this damn true. She don't want no Prada, she don't want no LV. When she with me, she wanna fuck this chill.
She said that we friends in front of her friends. She don't be acting like strangers. She stay by my side, I like how she ride. She got that bottle, the banger. And if you step on my way, then she gon' spray. I'll leave you in danger. Baby, meet me at the date. Shorty come out on the way. She said that we friends in front of her friends. She don't be acting like strangers. She stay by my side, I like how she ride. She got that bottle, the banger. And if you step on my way, then she gon' spray. I'll leave you in danger. Baby, meet me at the date. Shorty come out on the way.
She said we friends. And she let her friends know. She said she gon' ride for a nigga, but I ain't her man though. She more like a track queen. She be running a bando. She think she the lucky one, but she don't know I'm a bando. Got a bad bitch and she shooting. Rerun shit with no juking. Pockets double fat, that's Bruce Bruceing. On some nervous shit, that's Retusin. In the hood, just cruising. Shorty put her head on my lap. I'm like, damn girl, what you doing? She say, yeah, niggas like that. So I pulled over and hit the backseat. She a nasty bitch and she's scrappy. She did that. If you ever got a problem with a bitch, just tell that bitch to get at me. I think it at you, she said exactly. Looked over, just tapped me. I blow the dust till I'm Jackie. Keep that big shit that's on Bradley. Got a problem, you can add me. Dash me, tag me. I'm pull up on that ass gladly. Like, how the fuck you gotta ask me? Enjoy the way, get a jet ski. You can bring your Henny in a Pepsi. I'm on my way up, moving jet ski. Dash man, doing everything that they said they wouldn't let me.
Friend of friends, she don't be acting like strangers. She stay by my side, I like how she ride. She got that bottle, the banger. And if you step on my way, then she gon' spray. I'll leave you in danger. Baby, meet me at the date. Shorty, come out on the way. She said that we friends in front of her friends. She don't be acting like strangers. She stay by my side, I like how she ride. She got that bottle, the banger. And if you step on my way, then she gon' spray. I'll leave you in danger. Baby, meet me at the date. Shorty, come out on the way.
Back, man. So that track right there is Hop on the Wave. Currently working on a video as we speak. I'm at the computer as we speak, working on a video. It's gonna be dope. My guy Stretch World is also working on a video. He shot and directed the joint. I'm about to bring him over. You know, he was on the first track y'all heard too. Know what I mean? If you heard the first track, if you was listening then, She Got Issues. He's the guy singing on there. He's very talented. My guy Stretch World. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
How you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good.
You live in the studio right now, man.
Live in
the studio. Tell me about your studio, man. Where your studio at, man?
Yeah. Studio out in Norristown, playing with me, holding it down.
What's it called?
For the locals.
What's it called?
Racks Booth.
Racks Booth in the building. In the building, Racks Booth. I mean, we got a nice studio in here, man. Whatever you need, all your entertainment needs, you can find them right here. Posters, videos, studio time. What else, man? Artist development, everything. All your artist needs, all your hip hop needs. We still got Study on the line? I think we might have lost Study. But another thing I wanted to talk about.
Study's still here. I don't know if he muted himself. Hey, Study, what's up?
Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, Study.
Yo, I'm still here.
Yo, yo. So another thing I wanted to talk about, right, Sonny? Artist, okay? Another artist in the hip-hop community. I was at this weekend, and, you know, everybody was hyped to see this artist. Bro, when I tell you, he got on stage, did not perform at all. He stood on that stage and looked around while his song was playing and robbed my city. You feel me? And they loved it. And I'm like, that's all I got to do on stage? You mean to tell me? That's all I got to do is go up there and stand around and look, you know what I mean, while they playing my song and look cool. And I can get paid for it. Where is hip-hop going? It's a problem in hip-hop, man. This boy put the mic up to it. He played four songs and left. He put the microphone up to his face maybe three times, stood still. Didn't put no effort into spitting his bars, no effort into his performance at all. And they loved it. They loved it. And I was sitting there like, what the heck is going on? Because as an artist, bro, you know how it is when you're ready to hit that stage. You feel me? When you're ready to hit that stage, you're ready to give it your all. At least I know I am. You know what I mean? So to see an artist that's getting paid, you know, a whole bunch of money to come just stand around, it baffles me.
Listen, that means you're supposed to all the way when you get paid.
You're supposed to throw on the show. Bro, he didn't move on stage.
Man, he must have got some great songs.
Okay, so we got a caller in. Caller one is in queue. So we're going to bring a call in.
Hi, peace and blessings. This is Asset Atun Ray. How you gentlemen doing tonight?
How you doing? Fine, good, good. Welcome to the show.
I just want to say I like your topic. And to the gentleman that was just speaking about hip-hop, you're right, there is a problem in hip-hop. Unfortunately, as for Meek Mill, I really don't care for him too much. I don't even like him. I don't even know how he got signed as a rapper. But, yes, there's definitely a problem in hip-hop.
So do you know about his butts, his album cover that's currently on the Accept the Buses?
No.
Yes, his whole album cover is wrapped around the whole... Did you see his album cover or you're not?
Yeah, see, like, I don't like him, so...
Oh, so you haven't seen his album cover.
Okay, no, but tell me what happened.
I'll tell you, it's out of pocket. So it's like a cartoon, but it's like cartoon strippers, I guess, and they're naked.
Cartoon strippers.
And it's like they bend over naked on the butt. You know what I mean? And it's like out of pocket. It's just out of pocket. And I don't know who signed. Because you got this bus pulling up to schools, you got this bus driving down the street, you got all kinds of kids. Kids love cartoons. I got a 2-year-old. He loves cartoons. And these images are being placed in their subconscious minds. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And what it's doing, that's the question. And I really believe it's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's definitely not helping the problem.
Well, yeah, you know what? I got to come on this one. Mike personally know Meek, okay? And I have not got a chance to talk to some of his agents, but I want to talk to Ron Meek about it because it is out of pocket. You got to really to understand the portrait on set. They are really butt naked. I'm talking about, I mean, browns are brown from head to toe, bending over. Okay, you can't now when they're in the frontage, you can't see nipples and like that. So it's like really it's to your imagination. But to a child, he's like, woo-hoo, what's that? You know what I mean? A child might be, getting, having feelings, and then lowering for no reason, because it's confusion. And, yeah, I do believe it's a sellout verge. It's always been that way in hip-hop, always from the beginning. You know, I'm going to say something that a lot of people don't really want me to say, but I'm going to say it, Sonny. I'm going to say it, Arset. I'm going to say it, Mike Loud. Back in the days with Sugar Hill, it was the same thing. They was wearing real tight outfits, chest all out, suggestive. And we're talking about the beginning of hip-hop. The Treacherous Three, PG, all of them, was walking around, embracing the disco. You look at those, man, let me tell you, look at those outfits they were wearing. There ain't nowhere in the world, most hip-hop bros would not be wearing the shit that they were wearing back in 79 to 83. I'm just going to keep that live, and I'm gone, y'all.
Okay. That's all right, but let me say something, right? Let me say something. The difference is with that is, right, this is on a bus. This is shoving it down your throat. You're going to get this work. Your kids are going to see this, no matter if you like it or not.
Yep. And Loud, you got to keep in mind, Loud. This is not your first album. You did multiple albums. You ain't put none of them on a bus. You going to put that on a bus?
It's crazy what you choose to put on a bus.
And it's laughable to the internet. I'm not laughing because of the situation. I'm laughing because I can't believe that it happened. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen it. I ain't going to say I saw it. I'm going to say I seen it. Okay, that's how ignorant it is. I seen it. And a little kid, he's like 11 years old, like, yeah, that y'all got a fat ass, yo. I likes that. Mm-hmm. He's 11.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, man.
I say it all the time. I say all the time, there's nothing like the 60s, 70s, and 80s when it comes to hip-hop. Music is not music anymore. This is garbage that our children are indulging in, and it's everywhere. It's like it's in the schools now. You can get a sex book at your children's school. It's ridiculous that they're promoting, and it's sad that our men and our women are using the media to play with our children's minds in the way that they're doing. So I really love this topic. My show is The Essence of Time, and I will be back on November 9th at 9:30 Eastern Time. You can catch the replay. I'll be putting the video up on my Facebook page in a couple of days. So I really like the show, you guys.
All right, I'll make sure I tune in. Give you a shout out. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. So, the community has spoken. It's out of pocket. It ain't not one person that said, oh, no, it's cool. It's just a poster. No, it's not just a poster. It's borderline cartoon porn.
That's a little, and it's black women.
Borderline cartoon porn.
He's just split.
Why do our kids gotta watch it? Why do our kids
gotta see it? You ain't gonna force it on that stuff. They got enough. I ain't gonna lie. That John, first look,
That's why we gotta get back to the days of banning these corporations. You feel me? And boycotting them. Everybody needs scepter, but I'm not getting on that bus. How about that? How about the bus won't make no money? I'll wait for the next one.
All right.
We got to start somewhere. Internet Radio Hall of Fame, brother. Oh, let's go.
Yeah. I'm piffing that motherfucking gas. Got a thick little top. I smack it up fast. Ass giving me top. I told her don't stop. I do not nut fast. I'm making my bag. These pussies is mad. I guess they back on their rag. Give them a pass. Tell them fall back, squat, flip my head. Cause I go from zero to doing the dash. Flip from an 8-ball to 4.5. I do the most, I draw when I spaz. Fuck all that waiting, I'm right on your ass. Niggas be sneaking, I just got my grass. Watch where you step, cause my drink out of splash. Niggas so dumb, they could drown in the bath. I hope one of them do, I could use a good laugh. Briefly amusing, none of that, that the math is a whole lot of racks to put back in my stash. Philly, my homie, just feel like I wreck. So wherever I'm at, I got two on my strap. If I'm in the trap, then I'm never on lack. And I'm out of this bitch when I'm done with the pack. Copy the plug, hit him up, now I'm back. And I will put you on, but you look like a rat. Never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna rat on myself. Never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna rat on myself.
Never had a lot of homies. I was on my lonely. I was on my own. Ayy, nah, nigga in my zone. Ayy, brody down, put him on. Dang to the wind, made it through the storm. Ayy, yeah, we knew it all along. Ayy, we could do it all along. Niggas try, so we moving with these on. Thug lights had to prove it, so it's on. Ayy, what type of stupid is he on? Ayy, watch how he moving, what he doing. Young niggas getting used as a pawn. Niggas take the bait like fools, what you doing? Ayy, what you want? Ayy, what you want? Nigga, tell me what you want. Ayy,
never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna write on myself. Never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna write on myself. I ain't never been played with. They be ratting, I ain't never gonna say shit. I ain't never on no hate shit. No more shots, I be ducking like the Matrix. My kids are never naked. Got the goods, so I'm telling cause he's late shit. Watch who you pray with. Be the same nigga hit you on some play shit. I roll a ream and he got the trick pound. Get hit with this bat like I'm taking a mail. Remember I got my pack and I broke this shit down. Double up on the rack and I grab me a pound. They be like, how you turn an 8 to a pound? And I grab me a gag cause it's brain shit now. Drew ain't that nigga, how do you sound? They say Drew ain't that nigga, how do you sound?
Never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna write on myself. Never gonna ask for no help. Never gonna play myself. Never met a hater I felt. Never gonna write on myself. I ain't never.
That was another track by your guy Mike Loud. I ain't never, featuring Iro Drew, my guy Stretch World, and NSC King, my other guy.
That's all crazy.
We've been working. Yeah, we've been working all year, man. That joint, we made that joint. I say beginning 2021. We all in the studio, I mean, vibing the beats, and I'm like, Stretch World went in the booth, and he like, I ain't never. So I'm like, oh, man, that joint sound. He like, I ain't never. And I'm like, never going to ask you no help.
I ain't never.
Never going to play myself.
I ain't never.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was a vibe that night, man. We played that joint so many times back to back that night, man. Just jamming, I mean. The video out on YouTube too. Check it out. Getting back to the subject at hand, man. I was saying that, you know, we gotta start somewhere. And just by boycotting them buses, you know, taking a stand and saying I'm not gonna get on this joint, you know, is a start. So I encourage you, if you out here, you listening, you from Philadelphia area, catch public transportation, not get on that bus, wait for the next one. We gotta stand for something, fall for everything they shove down our throat. And I'm not with it. I got a platform to make some noise. I'm going to make some noise. And I'm going to bring, you know, awareness to what's going on out here. Feel me? So, yeah, like I was saying, though, too, study with the artist I was talking about the other day when I was at the club. Study, they robbing us. They robbing us. It's so easy for you to get on stage and not even spit a 16. Being there for 20 minutes and leave. Don't sign no autographs. Walk past everybody. Jump in your motorcade and be out. That easy.
Yeah, you know, I got to ask, who is this person you talking about, man? You know me. I like starting trouble. Who the hell is this person that didn't do a 16, bro?
I was trying not to say his name.
You right? Know me, man. I don't care.
But his name is Rod Wave. I'm not going. I don't care. I don't care.
Oh, no. I don't bang on him anyway. I would have booed that nigga. It fucking...
Yo, he didn't, it was just lazy to me. Like, I'm still in shock. I don't know. I have no words to explain it. The fuckery. How about that? Arrogance. I don't know. Maybe you just come get the bag and you roll. Damn. The fans is like, all right, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if Philly fans just ride waves or, you know, or they just, you got to be famous for them, you know what I mean? But I done seen some cats get up on stage and tear it up in that same club and get done and nobody say nothing. Nobody clap, nobody do nothing. They come a famous boy, get on stage, don't do nothing at all. Everybody's going crazy.
What you feel about with Styles P coming to Philly, talking about now he's from Philly? Say like that. That's a topic right there.
Styles P said he's from Philly?
Go on YouTube, you're saying, you know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, you know, I was, you know, represent that New York thing. But however, if I was, you know what I mean? If I was from any other town, you really on the real how I feel. I'm from Philly, man. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. It's because now Philly is the murder capital. Everybody riding the wave. Yeah, man. What's up with that, bro?
Oh, well, you know, I fuck with Styles P, man. I met him personally. I know he did a couple songs with a couple people I know personally. I think that was just more so embracing or like giving Philly a big up, like, yeah, Philly real in that aspect, like, because he, you know, he one of the illest and the realest boys in the game, you know, the ghost. So, you know, him saying he's from Philly is like, Philly is one of the illest places on the planet. So I think that's what he's saying. I don't think it's no shot.
Okay.
I don't think it's no shot at Philly. I don't think it's nothing like that. No disrespect. But, he loves Philly though. He's Philly that shit. We the shit.
There you go. Well, I mean, now what do you think about? What do you think about Curtis Jackson? Okay, well, you know him. Everybody around the world knows him as Skinny. You know, the great 50 Cent. He wants to start a 2021 new self-destruction video of all the rhymers. Now, of course, anybody going to rhyme, they truth. But we dying out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the 50 is doing a great job saying, hey, I want the rawest dudes to come on and say, yo, we need to stop killing each other because here's the situation. If you're killing each other, how do you buy my album?
Right. if you're killing each other.
What's your opinion? What's your opinion on what 50 trying to do?
Oh man, I feel that. I feel that right there. We need that. We need that. Together. Because I remember when Self-Destruction came out back in the day. And, man, I think it, I think when we had a Self-Destruction in for 2022, and we put it out around March and just ran it through the summer, I started through the beginning of the year, started in January, but just run that. Run that
yep.
song like you run that wet song that what's the girl name?
That WAP. Yeah, WAP. Well,
listen, he's gonna have KRS-One.
He's gonna have KRS-One. They're gonna do it in a schoolhouse setting, right? And all the rhymers will be sitting in class, and they got KRS-One, the leader. You know what I mean? The school teacher. And he's going to come with me. He's writing on the board. This is what's going on. He's writing on the board by Self-Destruction. Then, you know, the first rapper that's going to be able to do his thing is the most controversial rapper right now because of what he said about, you know, the gay community and all that. The Baby's going to lead off, y'all. How you like that one?
Oh, man.
I ain't got it from eating, but I got him from being one of the boys that stick around.
Yeah, but don't the Baby got a body?
Yo, man. Now, why you going to bring that up here on these R&D stations? No, he didn't, y'all. I mean, he's making it. This is a true R&D Dynasty show. This is true. He did shoot somebody in the Walmart. Yeah, he shot somebody in the Walmart, man. He did his thing, man. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would.
Wow. No, you didn't, Mike. That's some hating stuff right there, Mike.
I'm just kidding around.
That's crazy.
It's
because
I want the right people to send the right message. I want the right people to send the right message.
You see that 50 Cent trying to make him lead off. Now, do you see what's going on there? That's genius.
That's genius, man.
But then you got Kendrick Lamar at the end. Kendrick Lamar, so the Baby's going to lead. Kendrick Lamar's going to be the last rapper, and then it's going to be a whole lot of rappers. So far, they got the Baby down. He want to lead off. He want to be the lead off hitter. Kendrick Lamar be the last, and of course, you know J. Cole going to be on that, and it's going to be a whole lot of rappers.
We need J. Cole, Kendrick. We need Jay Z. We need Kanye. We need Common. Yeah, you need
Common.
If you get Black Thought, or it's the one that go with the girl Remy Ma, Papoose.
Oh my God!
Well, we need some lyricists. We need.
You need Remy Ma and Papoose at the same time, like on some Miss Melody KRS.
Yeah, we need something that's gonna touch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only
female rapper right now that has said she'll do it, and I'm proud of her, and that's Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj is the only female right now.
Nicki can pull that off. If she does her old style, you know, that cutthroat Nicki Minaj, it'll be a hit.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, we do have a caller. We do got a caller.
Yeah.
Caller number two, you're in line right now with Mike Lizzie.
Well,
how you feeling,
good
caller?
Evening. Good evening. Evening. This is Jarek, the gifted one, Thomas calling from Shreveport, Louisiana. How are y'all tonight, King Brothers?
Good. How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good. So I heard about this Self-Destruction new edition that y'all are kicking.
Right.
Yeah, I'm actually feeling this idea. Feeling the idea. Who are some of the names that y'all listed already for this?
All right, it's the Baby, Kendrick Lamar, Common is going to be part of it. I'm not sure of the others, and Nicki Minaj so far. So Nicki Minaj is the only female that's going to be part of it at this time. And then, of course, Remy Ma and Papoose have talked about it, yes.
Okay, so I need Little Kim on this thing. I need Eve on this thing. I need Trina on this thing. I need Brandy, who can actually rap on this thing. I can go on and on and on. This new Self-Destruction will be the shit if we just literally let the rappers who can actually put it down for this track actually go in and put it down. I don't need no watered down shit. If they're gonna do it right. And really put the message out there, because that's a real song. And because I grew up in that era when that song actually came out, and having to listen to that song, I don't need no Kool-Aid version of this song.
I agree. And I think also, Stu, a person that wants to do it, but he wants to do it in the cadence that he did his rhyme with Drake. You know, working on the weekends as usual. So Future said he would do it only, you know how he did that, you know, I got 500 on the, a little chain, bitch, that one, right? So he wants to do it in that cadence. Right. Now, as you notice that in the first Self-Destruction, Mike Lyle, right, Heavy D came out and did that. So he wants, Future said, he wants to be the one to do it in that cadence. Man, would that be hot? And he's talking about saving souls and saving lives in that cadence. What?
Right, because it has to be done right. Like, it can't be done wrong. Like, when they did the remake of We Are the World, they did it right. It was that song for that time with the artists of our generation for that song. So if they're going to remake Self-Destruction, it has to be done right. If they're not going to do it right, they should not do it at all, period.
You ready for this? You ready for this? KS1 is the teacher in the classroom, guys. Okay, imagine that. He starts it off, okay? And then he ends it at the end. So the last person is Kendrick Lamar, and then KS1, because of because who he is, you know what I'm saying, you know, one of the great architect teachers of hip-hop, he's going to end it.
Right.
Man, would you imagine KS1's bar at the end of that, John? Oh, my goodness.
Dude, I'm going to just say this. The amount of weed that's going to be smoked for this song, the amount of energy that is going to be for this song, the brain power that is about to come together, if they do this right, this song will be an anthem for our generation, for the newer generation. So I definitely want this song to be a smash.
Listen, they go home. You know, it's a shame. You know, a lot of times we had the Million Man March and all that, and they went home and did the same shit they did. But at that time, right, they came together, right? There was no killings, and there was not a black death that day when Farrakhan brought, them to Washington in 1995. I remember that day. I was there in Washington. Took off from the Coast Guard to go. So you can imagine that right there. Yeah, still make your money. Still make your money. Do what you do, all right? But then let's let the world know that we are tired of our kids getting, out here. Listen, there should never be any glorification in black death, y'all, black young death.
No. There isn't.
Right.
And we see a lot of that in our music now. We see a lot of the kids who are actually in the rap game. They talk more about the bodies that they have that they actually don't. But they talk about that a lot in their music. And it's like you're telling a 14, 15, 16-year-old that it's okay to shoot another 14, 15, 16-year-old. Who's going to be the person voting? In these elections, we need people to be able to vote.
Right. We're not going to have a future if these kids continue to kill each other.
Right. So I'm definitely for
future generations.
I'm definitely for the new generation Self-Destruction, because I actually would love to hear what that song sounds like. And I would love to hear the artists who put it down on these verses. That would be important to me as an artist. I would love to hear how that goes.
It's gonna be drill beat. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be drill beat. And you got to reach. I'll give you a good example. Ricardo Rashad does a great job on his show, right, guys? Bringing in gospel rap, right? But if you are you ready for this? Now I know a lot of people ain't gonna like what I'm gonna say, but I'm a DJ and I gotta keep it clear and keep it cool. If you took the lyrics out of those songs, hold on a second, we got a little feedback back here. If you took the lyrics out of those songs, And I want to thank Jerick Dizzy One Thomas. If you take the lyrics out of those songs and just listen to the music, it sounds like one of Mike Lyle's songs. Got my point? What I mean by that is the beat is going to captivate them. Guaranteed.
Yes.
That beat is going to captivate them. Now you use that same beat like a lot of the gospel artists, hip-hop artists, and you're saying something. Man, that's crazy. That'd be the first drill track that actually saved lives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
First time in history. How you feel about that one, Jerick?
I'm actually for it because I love music. So if the music is going to actually reach one, teach one, let's do it. Let's be a voice
yes.
that we save our generation because we have
right.
the power in our hands to save our generation. So we have to be the example. We have to be the voice for the time.
Yes, yes. All right, Jerick. Now, where's your next show, sir?
I'm listening.
No, sir. So where's your next show, sir?
My next show is November the 2nd. I definitely would love for you guys to tune in and check me out. 516-453-9133 and press 1 for some tea time with me, Jerick, the Gifted One Thomas. Mike Loud, you keep doing the damn thing. You keep
yes,
holding
sir.
It down on them turntables tonight, and y'all keep having fun.
All right. Thank you. Everybody said, Mike. Everybody said that. We're going to go to another
yes,
track.
Sir.
Again, Mike Loud doing this thing, and this is one of my favorite tracks from him. I seen the video. I seen the song. I seen it, man. This boy, man, was doing, you know what I mean, the gritty, okay? He was looking like Justin Jefferson out there doing the gritty, you know what I'm saying? And I learned to dance, you know what I mean? And listen, I'm in my studio. I'm about to do the gritty right now around the world. You can't see me, though, but I'm going to do the gritty right now. Nothing, boy. Let's get it.
All that goofy shit you did for nothing, for nothing. She make you pay, she let me in for nothing. You lame, you ain't no killer, you ain't shooting nothing. You ain't shooting nothing. I'm in my feelings, I ain't feeling nothing. Man, I ain't feeling nothing. Not for nothing, but I'm always hustling. I'm hustling. You broke, I'm sorry, I can't lend you nothing. I can't. My city hot, man, who turned on the oven? It's hot. They ask me questions, I ain't saying nothing. Man, I miss my time, huh? I ain't paid no mind, no. I just stayed in my grind, yeah. And I ain't seeing me shine. No, they talk about my paper up. Let them know that they late as fuck. Yo, I never feel like I can make enough. Cause I remember when the days was rough. On the block, I got that crack rock. I'm just trying to hit the jackpot. Yesterday we was gang, so it's kinda strange that they you a op. I'm from the city of homicide. Don't come around here, you ain't trying to die. I know some demons, they gon' ride. And they plotting and scheming over the slide. The glitz stay on me, I never lack. Get one up on me, now imagine that. I ain't gon' play, I'ma peel your cap. Sit this old 30 clip in your fitted hat. I stay out the way and I stay in my lane. I'm stuck in my ways and I'm never gon' change. One thing for sure, two things for certain. I'ma toss it in my nuts, gonna all that goofy shit you did for nothing. For nothing. She make you pay, she let me in for nothing. You lame. You ain't no killer, you ain't shooting nothing. You ain't shooting nothing. I'm in my feelings, I ain't feeling nothing. Man, I ain't feeling nothing. Not for nothing, but I'm always hustling. I'm hustling. You broke, I'm sorry, I can't lend you nothing. I can't. My city hot, man, who turned on the oven? It's hot. They ask me questions, I ain't saying nothing. I'm not nothing.
I'm trying to chill and relax. I don't do pills on the ass. Stand too busy, these traps. Don't see you get on the tracks. Better act like you know how to act. Better pack like you know how to pack. Better step like you know how to step. Do a rush and you better chest. Better walk like you rockin' the vest. Better ball like you giving a check. Better back, better back. Better back like you snatching the check.
For nothing, for nothing. She make you pay, she let me in for nothing. You lame. You ain't no killer, you ain't shooting nothing. You ain't shooting nothing. I'm in my feelings, I ain't feeling nothing.
Man, I ain't feeling nothing.
Not for nothing, but I'm always hustling.
I'm hustling.
You broke, I'm sorry, I can't lend you nothing.
I can't.
My city hot, man, who turned on the oven? It's hot. They ask me questions, I ain't saying nothing. I'm not nothing.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Hey, listen, man. We're going to jump into the final thoughts for the night. Shuddy?
Yeah, I'm on it, John.
Subject, man. Final thoughts on the subject.
Them junkers, they could come off the bus. They need to come off and jump. That's my thought.
What you think about, what you think about, what's your final thoughts on the self-destruction
in the ride.
I mean, just on all the subjects tonight, man, what's your final thoughts?
So, the Rod Wave, that boy, I only like two of his songs, and I ain't like him anyway. And
right.
He don't fuck with Philly. If he ain't rocking, would you feel uncomfortable? What you doing? We ain't doing that.
Right.
Ain't no artist going to do that. That's disrespectful.
Right.
And then you know the self-destruction, John. That's a go. They need to see that shit.
Right. Well, Sunny Man, I definitely appreciate you coming on the show. You got a hot 16 for me before you get off? I get a little 16, a little acapella from you or something?
Listen, as we mashing the Chevy, we just reclining our seat. If we balling the week and make it back during the week, she smelling like secret, just a Victoria's Secret. Girl, I know you a freak. Why you trying to keep it a secret? I mean, that body just banging, and them titties look good. And she's so sophisticated, but she still keep it hood. I just called all my niggas. She said her girl's on the way. I put up and something sick, but I think I'm feeling okay. Man, my boys look fly. You know her girl's looking pretty. Let me finish this drink, then we gon' fuck up the city. When it come to these haters, I don't stop or speak. They say time is money, and plus my watch ain't cheap. I've been doing my thing, you know, since back in the day. Either you hate it or love it, but get the fuck out of my way. She just pulled out the loud. She tired early tonight.
Yeah, let's go. Like I said, man, I appreciate you, Fab. You know, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. You know, all your feedback.
Thanks for having me on this show.
All your energy, man. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you again, man. You got to get out the crib. I know you just had a baby. Congratulations on that. Keep doing your thing, bro. We got any more guests on, brother?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm going to come on and do a little bar. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm going to do a little thing.
Okay.
And it's called War, bro. You know what I'm saying? Look around. The battle scene was harsh. Body laying scattered on the ground with the noise and scent of blood surrounding me. I can hardly see. When smoke blinds my eyes, I look around. My heart sinks and fills with sorrow. I want this battle to end. Guns and gunfire, noise in my eardrums, piercing and killing lives. The energy and feelings scare me for life. This is a place of death, and I try hard to keep it hope. And that's that, you know what I mean, 16.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I could do a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it, you know what I mean, on my gritty. But anyway, I want to thank everybody that came on this show tonight, man, and share with us, you know what I'm saying, a little time. And we want to thank all the folks out there that support us on a constant basis. Now, tomorrow night will be no show. Family first. First of all, it's my son's birthday. So that's automatic. And, of course, you know, right now I'm still doing, you know, due diligence with my cousin, Chef Yosef, who lost his mom. I lost my aunt. So I'm going to say for the first time in my history, all right, I'm calling out. I'm not doing no shows tomorrow. How about that? Family first, O&E second. But I love O&E, not more than my family. So there'll be no show tomorrow. And there'll be no show on Saturday. But we will be back with Chinchilla Jordicia and News Forum on Sunday night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising the O&E, which is on the Deli and Ghosty Enterprise Reach, of course, at www at Looking Glass Entertainment at WordPress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime on that. Bevnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time, both on Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Ghosty Appearance at Google+, Ola Deli and Malay, we're in Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, the O&E Host Intern Show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. Any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight? Oh, lay. That goes to my gmail.com. I am. your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dunn and the Lady Wingos, he's saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Hey, Rob Wade, no, you can never come back to Philly. If I was a promoter, I would have cut your mic off because you're a nizzard. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to disrespect, you know what I mean, no one in 215 area code, and you can't rap anyway. Anyway, back to what I was saying earlier, I'm not going to call the call out. You know what I'm saying? Because call out is when you can't do your show. But tomorrow night, man, like I said, my son's birthday, holler back at me, love me, hate me, let me kiss myself. I taste good. I'm going to take care of my cousin and his children. You know what I mean? And that's it, bro. I'm not doing shows. So what? And now, back to Mike Lyle for the last 2 minutes of the program. They love me.
Yep. So, all right, just want to close this show out with letting everybody know, man, we ain't falling for every. We ain't falling for nothing. We ain't falling for nothing. We going to say something. We going to speak up. You know, I should have booed him when he was on stage. That's what I should have did. Boo, get off the stage. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm boycotting. I'm saying something about these buses every time I see them. Tell the bus driver he out of pocket, too. You feel me? I love y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's your boy, Mike Lyle. I'm always lit. Party over here. If we in this bitch, you know it's lit. Sorry you just catching on, but since it's all I've been a shit. I ain't with the goofy nor the ratchet. Got a stendo clip. I know my job. I do it well. That's why I reap the benefits. I just blew another bag. Don't make me do another lick. And don't come on my block unless you tell me what the business is. All my old heads raise me up. Ain't never leave no witnesses. You feel me? In this joint. Very much. The Mike Lyle Show. Thanks for tuning in. I'm out.